Hello, America. T.O. and Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman coming to you once again here on my Violence Interrupters web series here on YouTube. And always remember, all these stories are true stories, true Violence Interrupter stories. Today, we're going to talk about episode number 3, titled, Pay Me My Money or Else. This story comes from the south side of Chicago. I received a call from a friend of mine who told me that a gangster was holding his brother hostage because his brother owed the gangster about $1,500 worth of cocaine because his brother was a drug addict and he smoked the cocaine up when the gangster gave him the cocaine to sell. The only problem is the gangster, he already knew the guy was a drug addict, so why did he give the guy the drugs anyway? So the gangster did his best to make everything true for the threat that he put out there. He had hit the guy in the head with a gun and blacked his eye as well. And he told him if he did not have his money later that evening, he would take his life. So when the brother called me, I had to scan my mind, so to speak, to find out who I knew in that area that can talk to this here gangster guy, you know, because I didn't have time to get over there right away. So I called a friend of mine who went over there and to talk to the guy. And the gangster told him straight up. He said, I don't care if you get Jesus Christ to talk to me. This guy don't pay me my money. I'm going to kill him. I plan to kill him tonight. True story, brothers and sisters. So the first attempt was unsuccessful. So I scanned my mind once again to find out who else I could talk to. So I thought about a big partner of mine, a big homie of mine that came from the same gang this guy was a part of. And he told me to meet him over there. So when we arrived on the scene, the gangster was standing out there, and he was straight up. He was real, real serious about killing this guy about his money. So my big partner, my big homie, told him, look, man, you're going to have to chalk this one up to the game. You knew the guy was a dope fiend when you gave him the drugs. What are you talking about? And the man said, yeah, I understand that, but, you know, I have to make an example out of this guy because people are going to think that I'm weak out here. So the big homie told him, look, nobody's going to think that you're weak. We plan to talk to this guy's family members and maybe get you $200 or $300 of your money, and you're going to have to chalk it up to the game. In other words, let me translate for you, which means count your losses, in other words, all right? So one thing led to another. We talked to the brother, and I must say, out of respect for the brother, he agreed with his big homie, and he agreed with me, and we saved the guy's life, and that's what's most important. So when I walked up to the guy's apartment, his head was swollen up pretty bad. And the guy was really, really hurt up in there in a serious way. I took him with me and I dropped him off at the hospital. And hopefully the guy would take care of his business and get him some treatment or whatever the case may be. But we were able to stop a killing on the front end. So if you like these stories and you like what I'm talking about, I would like for you to share my live post here on YouTube, share my videos with your friends, visit my website at violenceinterrupters.org, and subscribe to my YouTube channel because these stories are picking up a lot of momentum right now, and I want to thank everybody, and always remember, this work is not for the faint at heart. Do not try this at home. Peace and blessings. Episode number 3, Pay Me My Money or Else. Take care.